Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're going in.
Bonus turn.
Hello.
Waste of time.
Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me?
Fucking listening loud and clear.
This is the bonus episode.
Tis.
And we answer questions that Owen gives us that the listener sent in to stall@goloudnow.com. And then we answer them when you send them in.
We should do one special bonus episode of the ones you filter out. I'd love to see those ones.
Well, they're filtered out for a reason.
Send in an email to see if you would like to hear the unfiltered questions, just in once off.
If they're worth hearing, you'll hear them.
What other type of questions? Do you ever get somewhere you're like...
We get a lot of people to both this podcast and Talking Bollocks. A lot of people send in emails around the general theme of which of your immediate family members or which of your parents would you prefer to sleep with?
Me ma. Me dad's dead. Next question.
I don't know me that. But do you really get questions like that?
That's weird. People are weird.
They're the ones
they?
You don't get, don't make the cut.
Yeah.
I think it's very strange to send something like that in.
But if you were to answer though. Money messing, don't answer. Don't answer.
No.
Don't answer.
I would not be able to answer that. Would you get like other ones that would be similar to that and just straight up weird as fuck?
That's the one that just jumps out of my memory that has cropped up a lot. And every time I see it, I'm like, why do all these...
Do they leave a name?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just casual. Just
they leave a name. They sign up. They're like, which parent would you rather have sexual intercourse?
John from Cabra.
Sometimes the same one will send the same one to both podcasts. They won't make the cut either time.
Isn't that mental?
Anyway, do you want some good emails?
Is there good emails?
Because there's always good emails. Most of the emails are very good.
See, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, knowing which ones get filtered out. It's a special one-off. A bonus, a minus bonus, a minus episode, we'll call them.
In general, it's a good standard of question comes into Stoller.
We have a good standard of listenerships.
Like, is there one there right now that you're like,
no,
that's not getting read out?
I don't think so.
So you lied to us then?
No, I didn't lie.
You made that up about them dirty questions. You made... Oh my God.
That's your mind making that shit up. Sick, man.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
You dirty animal.
Darren Dale Davey said I'm a dirty, sleeveying bastard.
Who, you?
He's talking about me.
Is this a filtered one?
No, I'm saying it to you right now.
I thought you found one though that you're saying.
No, this one makes good. He said he was listening to the podcast at 2 a.m. and he was struggling to get asleep. He was slowly drifting off to sleep. He said it was working, he was listening, but then I started talking about the number of McDonald's around the world and the mad church sizes in America. This was on episode 159. Then at the end I said to you two, I'm trying to find out how many burgers are sold each day in America. Well, Darren Dale Davey, there was no chance he was sleeping after that, it seems. He says his head was shook more than a priest's hand at a wedding and he couldn't go to sleep without knowing the answer. I was doing his head in, got the phone out, and one thing leads to another, and he said he was awake until 7:15 in the morning.
Hate that.
He was shattered, tired all day. He called one of the refs in his football match Da, and he's never going to hear the end of it from the lads.
About what?
Is that
bollock? Is he going to go on to it?
What?
Is he going on?
On to what?
What's he? What?
We kept him awake all night because he was
trying to find out about how many burgers were sold. In
burgers, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, he said he found that 50 billion burgers are consumed in America each year.
He called the ref Da, though.
He did.
He called the ref Da.
That's worse than calling your teacher, man.
That's bad, isn't it?
But I'm assuming he said he called the ref's Da.
No, he called the referee Da.
Like,
the next
ref,
day.
He slid in and the ref goes, fucking gave him a yellow, and he probably went, Da.
That's embarrassing. Isn't it that?
It's our fault. Davey asked for an update on the chipper van. That's coming to you on Wednesday. There's a significant update.
Update incoming.
Actually, by the time this goes out, the chipper van may have made its debut. I highly doubt it, but there's a significant update anyway in Wednesday's podcast.
Yup, the Darren Dale Davey.
Okay, thank you.
Darndale Davy. You should change his name to that. That's a good name. Don't mess with Darndale Davy, boys. Fellas, solid.
Grace has been on to us. Grace has in the past come down hard on me for not properly fact checking you, Joe.
How the fuck do you not properly fact check?
And this has happened again. Episode 159 correction is the title of the email. The email, it's a lot of images. First up, Joe, you said there were bouncy castles at Jump Zone.
Yeah.
In this email, which contains many images.
It's trampolines, isn't it?
It's trampolines. Yeah.
But she's at the wrong place then. There's
on Jump Zone's page is Welcome to Jump Zone Trampoline.
Well, there's no trampolines in Jump Zone in Sanctuary. It's one gigantic
Jump Zone. Let me type Jump Zone.
Grace has also said, yeah, you need to be educated before getting a dog. She says, you must have watched Homeward Bound as a child and think the Border Terriers are magical.
Yeah, maybe that's what I did watch that as a child. Maybe that's. But I also watched. There was a Border Terrier in, what was that bleeding TV show with Seth Green in it and his little brother? Seth Green was dating the sister of, Mikey or something like that.
What?
It was a Nickelodeon show with a kid who skateboarded. Wishbone. No, Wishbone was like a Jack Russell. Can't remember, but I love them.
Anyway, Grace points out that this breed of dog, the Border Terrier, they can't be trusted off the lead because they have a high prey drive. Their hair sheds all over the place. They're very vocal. They'll bark at anything and constantly. They're prone to a lot of dental problems, so they'll be expensive. And they're very active dogs. So if you're not prepared to walk that dog at least an hour a day, every single day, it will chew your furniture and dig holes in your garden. Grace adds the final point. If you couldn't keep a bike from being robbed, a dog will be just as hard.
Do people rob dogs?
Don't know.
I think just the maintenance of it.
I could maintain my bike. I just couldn't fucking keep it. And I locked it to a pole. People keep fucking giving me guff over that as well. I locked it to a pole. Oh, come here. A thing about the dog barking. I think the dog barking, every dog has the potential to bark. You need to teach them not to bark, though. No? Is that not correct? Like, there's no particular breed of dog that likes barking.
Teach a dog not to bark.
Some dogs will bark more than others.
I think Grace is on your case a little bit there.
Yeah. Lads, from Corey. Would you rather pick one friend to be by your side all day, every day, excluding toilet breaks, for the rest of your life, or only be able to eat fish fingers and sweet corn for the rest of your life?
Fuck.
That's good. So one person... all day, every day.
Oh.
Fish fingers and sweet corn. I know what I'm picking.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, easy.
What's your best friend?
Any friend?
Yeah, any friend. You pick, one person.
Could you have your partner?
Yeah.
I'm with them every day anyway.
Do you?
Every day? No, you know.
Oh, like I'm in here and stuff, like everywhere?
Everywhere you went.
Do need a bit of a breather sometimes.
Yeah. I do want to do
it. I do like fish fingers and sweet corn.
You like sweet corn?
Sweet corn's nice, yeah. No. Corn on the cob, like.
Fucking hate sweet corn.
I like corn on the cob. I do like corn on the cob now.
No.
It's decent. But, eating that for the rest of your life.
And that's all you get to eat. That's all you get to eat now.
Forever?
Fish fingers and sweet corn.
Forever?
And ever and ever and ever.
Oh, such a hard one. Hang on. Oh, I don't know.
Could you kill the person?
No.
Ah, balls.
I think I'd just go, no. Oh, Jesus, now.
Could you ignore them?
Yeah, but they'll be there anyway. They're going to make it the rest of your life quite awkward.
Would you be in your bedroom and all,
Yep. The only place it's specified they won't be is in the toilet.
Yeah, but...
just stay in the toilet for as long as possible.
You needed a break from them. What if you weren't actually taking a shit and you were just sitting on the toilet seat on your phone or something? Does he come in then?
I guess not, no.
You could just bring the mattress and everything into the toilet. Yeah. Sleep in the bath.
We'd go with that. Because I think eating different foods is very important. You just learn to... you'd get used to it.
Mm.
It's like being a Siamese twin or something. You just get used to it.
I mean, you're choosing between malnutrition or madness here, really, aren't you?
What about riding?
He'd be there.
Oh, then maybe...
unless you pick...
Do it in the bathroom. Just go into the bathroom.
Yeah, unless you pick your partner. But that would...
Well, that might not happen when you've been around each other all day, every day.
Yeah.
I think it should exclude that also.
Well, it doesn't.
Just a bit.
Well, it doesn't.
That's just a bit weird. Like.
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You know how it works. You can't just
manipulate questions. What the hell? Like?
But is it like a vicinity thing? Can you bring around like a shutter?
No.
Or like a blanket?
No.
Or blindfold them?
No.
Well, I ain't eating fish fingers and sweet corn.
Fish fingers are nice.
Yeah, but forever? No.
Different sauces, different spices. Who knows what
you can have sauce.
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, and you could probably just like.
I'll let you
with them as well. You could change it up a bit and
salt one day, pepper the next. Who knows?
Can you add like any spices and stuff to them?
I guess so.
Ah, let's go with that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stale though.
Yeah, but you'd just manage it, wouldn't you? It's. Can you drink? Still drink water? Can you?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd survive on fish fingers and sweet corn and water for the rest of your life?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Corn has zero nutritional value.
What do you for then?
Just filler.
They're nice.
They're tasty enough, yeah. Am I getting fact checked on that?
Mm-hmm. Corn contains many B vitamins, essential minerals, including zinc, magnesium, copper, iron, and manganese.
Like no calories though, no calories.
Primarily,
you can't digest it.
Forces. What are you talking about? You can't digest it.
You can't. It comes out in your poo. Like you can't digest corn.
It does come out in your poo.
Every bit of it, does it?
Not all of it.
So one or two pieces might.
Oh, sometimes 10.
You're counting. Oh, let me have a look here. You don't know because it could be inside the. You know, it's not always on the surface of you.
Corn is rich in fiber, vitamins, and minerals.
There's a lot there. That it's rich in.
I thought it was like.
Did you just get that? Just wanted to say that. Or?
I believed it. I thought corn was very low in
good source of protein. One cup of sweet corn will give you 70% of your daily vitamin C, 24% of your daily vitamin B1.
Good bit. It's a very big bracket.
I've done a complete 180 on corn. I had no respect
corn
for corn.
Corn in a can is shy. Useless.
Is it?
Crap. It has to be a corn on the cob. Corn in a can is just fucking the stupid passion. Isn't it?
It's gorgeous though.
What would, like, just eat it like with a fucking fork, like, and then I'll fall through and fucking pointless. Like,
you need a spoon, don't you? If you're eating, if
put
you're
them
eating
into mashed potato and pour gravy on it.
Oh yeah, nice.
Mix them together. The mash sweet corn.
We're chewing it in sweet corn. I always thought chewing it in sweet corn was just for like the crunch. Like, I didn't think it actually contributed any nutritional value to the meal. Honestly, I believe that.
I don't know where you got that presumption from. It's a vegetable.
I don't know where I got it from either, but I just always had the idea that there was nothing in it.
Yeah, well, you have lots of ideas.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
What's your favourite type of corn?
All right, enough about corn.
Popcorn.
That's good.
Tortilla chips.
Does that count? Can you have popcorn with your fish fingers?
No.
On a Friday, on a Saturday or something?
No.
As a treat?
No.
Do you get a cheat meal at all?
Food is no longer a place you get treats.
Right, go on, here's another one.
What did you pick in the end?
We went with have me mate there.
Fish fingers and sweet corn.
I go with fish fingers and sweet corn too.
But a bit fucking.
Yeah, of course.
Sort of friend of you. Your best mate.
Yeah, I want to keep my best mate. So if they have to spend the whole day with me.
They're not going to be your best mate anyway.
They won't. They'll get sick of me. This is from Adam. Adam says, hey guys, except Joe.
Ah, here we go. I love it.
Adam here from Waterford.
He doesn't mean that. He'd love to have a drink with me.
He's just playing the game.
Yeah.
He's playing the game.
He actually has some information for you that you're going to like, Joe. He said you were talking about animals on drugs. Unless he was dreaming on the night shift when he was listening to us.
I don't recall animals.
We talked in the MK Ultra episode, we talked about how our friend Jolly West killed an elephant with LSD.
Maybe it was that.
Mm.
But I don't know. Did we talk about...
No. I don't think I talked about animals being...
There's a lot we talked about on this that I can't remember.
Anyway, Adam tells us, Joe, you'd want to check out a book called Elephants on Acid. It's all about all these mad experiments done, including animals on drugs and spiders on yolks. Definitely worth a read, he says.
I'm going to read that.
And he says, Joe, you seem to have forgotten you're in the presence of Dublin royalty.
Who?
Dublin's best celebrity.
Why have I forgotten?
I don't know. Adam signs his email, the King of Waterford.
And that you are.
And the last one then from Tommy.
Tommy.
Shelby.
Tommy Gunn.
This is only for Darren, it seems. Tommy in Australia, okay. Which Joe, you can answer too. He wants to know, in which way would you rather be spoken about? At your funeral, in the eulogy, or at your wedding, in the best man speech?
Probably the second one, because I'd be fucking dead.
Would it be?
I wouldn't care.
I guess, let's say, which one would you rather have to hear?
Well, if the best man speech is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's kind of slagging you. It's a roast, essentially. Whereas a funeral is like, oh, he was a lovely man, kind heart, and he loved Man United, and he'd always be playing his...
And he loved his bets. Yeah. I'll probably go getting roasted, because I'd like to actually see how far, like, the best man would go.
How far would you like... Is that... Where's the line?
There's no line. There's a line in his head that he's not going to go to because of the situation and reading the room and stuff.
Okay.
But I'd like to see how far he'd go and not just say, ha, he got caught robbing an ice cream in Exhibition. And then I'd be a bit disappointed because he'd probably do better than that.
So if it's too far away from the line, it'll be disappointing.
I think he should go over it.
Really?
Yeah, but there's nothing really there anyway. I don't think any of it. I'd go with the second one now. Why is that end? Oh, end that make us the best man speech. No one's ever actually, in a long time, sent me a question directly.
No. There you go.
I'd go as far as saying months. Why?
You're not
anyway,
a book.
I'll go, with, book. I'll go with the second one.
I'm not good with receiving compliments, so I would be better receiving insults, and therefore I would go with the best man speech.
Take them better, can't you?
Yeah, and I think it's disingenuous. I think people talk about people when they're dead with too much. You'd be just like, ah, fuck off. Yeah, like, it wasn't that nice.
No, you do take the abuse well.
Thank you. On the chin.
Yep. All right, that's it.
Any more?
No.
Place.
That was a compliment. You gave me a compliment there at the end about how I received.
Snuck it in there at the end.
Dirty bastard, you. Dirty bastard. Gee, compliments. Thanks very much. If you have any questions, send them in to stall@goloudnow.com and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
.com, but you can send them to .ie as well. It just won't be read out because the email doesn't exist.
Oh, if it. Okay, I gave someone a .ie today, I think, on Twitter. So.
Did you actually?
Okay. Yeah.
DM like or something?
No, someone added me and I was just, they were looking for the email address, so I gave it to them and then...
It's on every episode.
When you're typing it out though, it felt wrong saying .com and it felt right saying .ie.
No, but I'm saying like it's on every episode. If they listen, they just get it straight away.
Yeah.
Like front and end, or start and end.
Stale.
But that's all right. Stale. Maybe, maybe just for that's fine.
Ask again. If you don't get your question read out, or if you get a bounce back, fucking just stick a .com at the end, man. stall@goloudnow.com. Go Loud Now. It's like Action Heroes Now. Do you remember that?
What's that one?
Action Heroes Now.
Yes. This is the worst outro of all time.
I think it's shite, yeah.
Action Heroes Now.
I don't remember that. What's that?
Melt Man. The power to melt.
That's fucking Nickelodeon job, isn't
great.
It? Was that on the Amanda Show or something?
It was like in between shows. It was like,
oh, it was like a little snippet, wasn't it?
Yeah, little interstitial jokes.
Anyway, shut up.
Go on to sleep there now, will you? Don't be listening to podcasts. Turn your phone off and go to bed.
Yeah, and don't be fucking staying up all night googling how many McDonald's there is in the world and how many burgers and hot dogs and all corn dogs. Go to sleep, will you?
Now, night.
Don't be kissing them.